Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, June 8th. Tesla has released its second impact report, and in the new version, the automaker has significantly expanded the range of the report, including some fascinating data on deep dives into efficiency, lifetime footprint, and more. Tesla wrote in the new report, quote, "The very purpose of Tesla's existence is to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. In furtherance of this mission, we are excited to publish our second annual impact report. Transparency and disclosure are important to our customers, employees, and shareholders, which is why we have expanded the impact report's content this year." Now, there is a lot to unload from the report. It's going to take a while to go through it at Electrek, and we will update listeners with the key findings. CATL has announced that it is ready to produce the new million-mile battery, and Tesla's Model 3, made in Gigafactory Shanghai, is reportedly going to be the first to get the new battery. For some time, Tesla has been working on a secret Roadrunner project, and the goal is for Tesla to produce its own battery cells on a massive scale, at a cost below $100 per kilowatt-hour. According to Bloomberg, chairman of the company Zhengyu Chun said, quote, "Contemporary Amperex Technology Company Limited, or CATL, is ready to produce the battery that lasts 16 years and 2 million kilometers." Zheng did not elaborate on the exact timeline of when the new batteries would be installed in Tesla vehicles. Tesla Made in China Model 3 sales have reportedly jumped to a new record high in the month of May, and this is according to registration data. The registration data released by the China Passenger Car Association said that in April, sales fell to just 3,635 units. However, during the month of May, Tesla delivered a record 11,095 of the Made in China Model 3 vehicles. This is compared to overall vehicle sales in China, which rose by 12% during the same month of May. Based on numbers from Business Korea, internal combustion vehicles made by Hyundai Kia represented 8.9% of the global market in the first quarter of 2020. However, the EV sales were 9.9% of the electric global market. In other words, Hyundai could be the first legacy automaker that is now more competitive in the EV market than it is with the gas and diesel market. It is possible that this blip in the numbers is an anomaly resulting from the COVID pandemic. However, in our eyes at Electrek, the shift to electric vehicles is well underway. According to The Telegraph in the United Kingdom, the British government is considering offering drivers up to 6,000 British pounds to swap their internal combustion cars for electric vehicles, and this is ahead of the plan to relaunch the economy. Quote, "Britain's three biggest car makers, Nissan, Jaguar, Land Rover, and BMW, which makes the Mini, all have electric cars at the heart of their manufacturing strategy, and the government is desperate to keep their UK factories open." Ford and Toyota are simultaneously introducing plug-in hybrid options of their popular crossover SUVs, the Ford Escape and the RAV4. The Ford Escape plug-in hybrid scored an EPA range of 100 miles per gallon electric, and this is gaining a 6-mile edge over the RAV4 Prime plug-in hybrid. In real-world daily driving, the difference between the Toyota and the Ford electric range and efficiency will depend more so on the individual's driving patterns. As many hybrid owners will attest, a hybrid is an excellent gateway into a pure electric vehicle. So this is definitely a step in the right direction, as not long ago, the idea of a 100-mile-per-gallon SUV was entirely fiction. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Finnish smart tech specialist Wärtsilä Energy Transition Lab reports that carbon emissions coming from Europe's power supply fell more than 20% compared to May of 2019. Coal generation was down 28.1%, and gas is down by 12.8%. However, renewables are up by 11.5%. The oil giant BP will cut 15% of its workforce, as reported exclusively by Reuters today. This is the result of the coronavirus impact on the economy, and also the CEO, Bernard Looney's, plan to shift the fossil fuel company to green energy. The UK-headquartered company will cut 10,000 jobs from the current 70,100 positions. UK energy company OVO Energy has said that it will have an all-electric fleet of vans and vehicles by the year 2030. OVO also set itself to a net-zero target and pledged to help half its members' emissions for the same year. The company serves nearly 700,000 customers. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Fido has just announced their latest folding electric bike, the Fido D11. Launching worldwide, this sleek and lightweight folding electric bike marks the brand's first entry into much of the Western market. The D11 offers a 250-watt hub motor, a 15.5-mile-per-hour top speed, and a 410-kilowatt-hour battery. The D11 recently won the German Red Dot Award for design. MSRP is $1,299. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.